Good evening. Would you tell us your name, please?
My name is Vonnie.
Could you tell us what state you live in?
I currently live in Colorado, and my father, who is a victim of fluoroquinolones, lives in Wyoming.
Okay, so it's your father who was affected by these drugs. Which quinolone antibiotic was he prescribed?
Levaquin.
Why was he prescribed the Levaquin?
My father had a respiratory infection, and he had been prescribed an antibiotic during the month of December 2003, which was unsuccessful in treating the infection. And so in January 2004, he was prescribed Levaquin.
Okay, so the doctor did try a non-quinolone first?
He did.
And you say he was prescribed the quinolone in December of 2003?
Well, actually, the original antibiotic, the non-quinolone, was December 2003, and the Levaquin was prescribed to him on January 5th, 2004.
How long did he take the Levaquin before the symptoms set in?
Well, at the same time the doctor prescribed Levaquin, he also prescribed prednisone, a steroidal medication, which is contraindicated with the Levaquin. He began taking 500 milligram tablets once a day on January 11th. His first Achilles tendon ruptured, and on January 14th, his second Achilles tendon ruptured. So it was less than 10 days when both
and
Achilles tendons had ruptured.
And the ruptured Achilles tendons were, at this time, the only adverse reactions he's experienced?
That's correct.
Were you or he initially able to associate these symptoms or the ruptured tendons with the Levaquin?
No, we were not. And his prescribing physician was not either. After his second Achilles tendon ruptured, my father presented to the prescribing physician again. And he did not diagnose the Achilles tendon ruptures. In fact, he increased the prednisone and told my father to remain on the Levaquin prescription. It was only through research that my mother and I did on the internet that we ultimately made the connection.
Has your doctor at this time agreed that your symptoms or your father's symptoms were caused by the quinolone?
Well, only after 6 months and my father seeing six different physicians, none of whom associated his condition with the Levaquin. None of the six physicians, who were experts located both in Wyoming and Colorado, were aware of these potential adverse reactions. Ultimately, in June of 2004, my father finally did find an orthopedic surgeon in Colorado who did acknowledge that the ADRs were the result of Levaquin.
What is the level currently of your father's disability?
Actually, my parents' lives have been completely destroyed by these medications. They are in their late 60s. They're retired. They live in the country. My father currently is unable to walk. He is unable to do any of the household chores and the yard chores that he and my mother did together. So that's left the entire responsibility of keeping the home and the homestead, as well as caring for my father, on my mother. It's been devastating for the entire family, and we anticipate my father has been through one surgery today, trying to repair one Achilles tendon. He still cannot walk, and as soon as that he recovers from the first surgery, then he will have to go through the entire ordeal again on his second leg. So we're hoping that perhaps a year and a half after he took the medication, he may be able to walk again.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your father's story?
The only thing I would add would be that my mother and father and I were astounded at the medical community's lack of understanding of what these drugs can do. Even when we presented credible information that we had gathered concerning ADRs, specifically tendon ruptures, the physicians refused to believe that the medications could cause it. And that's the most distressing thing of all. Had someone immediately acknowledged the Achilles tendon ruptures in my father's case, he would be walking today.